Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Jeff Borshowa. I'm sorry, Jeff Borshowa, who is an expert on AI, and he's AI obsessed. He believes it has the most potential of all inventions to elevate or end humanity. So, Jeff, welcome to the Basic Business AI. Now, tell me something. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Well, Anna, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. And I love Anna Bot. So, and I will just say that if you look at it, it's actually better than human because it's 100% consistent. It doesn't have sick days. So, sorry, rant over. How is AI impacting my business? I think I'm going to just address it from the human point of view. It has made me faster and smarter and way more effective because I'm learning new things and I'm always finding ways. I'm a visionary, so I tend to annoy the integrators of the planet.
Well, yeah, I mean, this
And for me
conversation is going to
personally,
give
I'm
us
using
information that we
AI
won't have been able
to
to
help
have
me communicate
without
with my team
integration.
better. And very practically, there are those who want to hear the high-level vision. I can have that conversation human to human. But there are also the team members who need to know, Jeff, what's the system for this? What are the steps in the process? That used to always get dropped. Now it's I have a translation from Jeff's brain down to the hands that do the work. So the biggest thing for me is everything is standardized and follows a process.
That's awesome. And yeah, what you mentioned, I really relate with that about how your brain works again versus how everybody needs to listen to your words. What happens to me is that my brain jumps from one idea to the other, and then I go back to the previous idea, and it's hard for people to follow me. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, I understand. So I also use AI to tell AI my ideas, and then I'm like, all right, organize this for me. And then that helps me have an easier conversation with people. Now, oh, and I also love that what you said about it works 24/7, it doesn't sleep, it doesn't eat food, it didn't have an argument with their partner last night, so it's always in the same.
Always consistent. You know, that
Exactly.
way humans are messy and we have other things other than work. So what I like about AI is it exists to do the job you give it. So to me, that's huge.
Yes, it will do whatever you ask it to do, exactly what you ask it to do. So that's why it's important to have a
Well, it's
quality.
everything, and it's instant feedback because if you give it bad instructions, it'll give you a bad output and you look at it and go, that is not what I meant. Let's back up. And I wish we'd learned to do that with humans because
Zach, nice to meet
we
you.
give people tasks, we
Hey,
assign
how
it,
are
and we
you?
say, okay, go
Doing
do
great, man.
this.
And he said, we
We
were just
maybe don't have the feedback loop.
he was
And
saying
then
all
a
his
month later,
friends,
they're
he
like, why
expects
did
to
you
share
do
that.
that? The other really cool thing I've learned about using
So a couple of
AI
things.
is I know my Kolbe
First of
score,
all,
I know
I
different things about DISC and
actually
other personal
taken
assessments. I can
and
translate my Kolbe
built
score,
these
which I'm
tests
high
that
quick start, so I annoy people who are high follow
I
through and
personally
high on the fact
so
finder. I can
been hearing a
actually
lot of advice,
translate
first of all.
from
Just what you're saying
Jeffisms,
is as
like
well
you
as that
said, I jump around and I'm like,
triage
why can't you see the
doctor
big picture that
build
I
that
see?
exactly
Meanwhile, they're looking for a map that goes from point A to
and
B.
focusing
So it's amazing what AI can do, because it can translate. And really, truly, what I love most about AI is it helps me deal with humans better.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love this. So let's get tactical. What is some practical application that you use for your business that you can share with the audience right now?
Well, I'll give you my absolute favorite. And I am one of those people, I'm all in on something and then I get bored with it and I move on to something else. So I'm a big whiteboard guy. And last year I went all in and somebody said I needed a VA. So the obvious thing was I hired 9 of them. And I probably regretted it because I had 9 humans.
So you went from 0 to 9? I'm sorry to interrupt. I need to know that information.
And by the way, after 3 months, I went to 0 because I discovered AI. But if I were to do it again, number one, I would not hire 9 at once. I would only hire 2. Mm-hmm. But what I learned was, and it's fair, they were human beings who had questions. And, you know, I was doing a specific project, and luckily they all had the skills that the project needed. So I handed them off to somebody else. But the piece that was missing was, you know, they were overseas, they worked different time zone. So literally I had people asking me questions 24/7. Hmm. And they bugged me on the weekends. And it was like, oh God, you people are driving me crazy. Now, that was my fault as a leader, because I'm saying, here's the vision, go execute. They weren't strategic thinking people. They're very tactical. So this was my favorite little thing that I discovered early. Is I would log into ChatGPT and say, ChatGPT, this is the vision Jeff has. These are the tools that I use. These are the experts that I follow. This is the outcome I want. Please help me build a detailed process so that I can train my hands, my VA, to do the work. And I always gave it extra context, and I'd say, you know, my VA is English as a second language. You're not always grasping what I'm saying. My Colby score is 4592. Theirs is something very different than that. Please translate this and build a process for it. I would recommend. And I'm not kidding, Anna. It was beautiful because it would do things Jeff would never think of. I almost cried a little when it went out. I listed 5 different apps we use. It went to each of the sites and got the training from that site's help to put it in my training manual for my team in the Philippines. And it was like step by step by step. And I was like, wow, I know we need this business, but I am not the guy to create that ever.
Yeah.
And then I'd hand it over to the team in the Philippines and they go, oh, Jeff, this didn't make sense, but this is what we ended up with. And it was beautiful because almost instantly I went from these people are driving me crazy to, oh, thank God I have them. And, you know, the project can now move on to the hands of someone else to do it. So as a visionary, it was huge to just get it down to the grassroots detailed processes. And by the way, I resist processes because I fear they restrain me, but I've learned that they're safety rails so that my dream can become a reality. So that's my practical use, is taking it up from here down to here's how we do it.
That's awesome. Such a great teaching that you just, like, it's a golden nugget. It's a really great golden nugget. I relate to that because some of the people in our team are in the Philippines and their mother language is not English. My mother language is not English either. And as I mentioned, I jump from idea to another and I just go, ChatGPT, I have this. And I sometimes will tell you this in Spanish and please let me help me. Yeah. And it helps me explain whatever I need to explain in a better way. Thank you so much for that. That was amazing. That was a really great golden nugget.
You know, it's, first of all, it's the language that we actually speak. And by the way, visionary is its own dialect of whatever native language we speak. So we need to recognize that. But the Colby score or DISC, whatever you prefer, I just want to say, as a very human thing, if you find you have a lot of friction with anybody in your life, have the conversations in GPT and say, you know, how does this come across to someone who focuses on this? And it is amazing. Like, personally, I prefer to get everybody on my team to do the DISC or Colby, but even without that specificity of the exact assessment, you can help people who you're struggling to communicate with. And by the way, this works well. I use it for conversations with my spouse, for my kids. You know, I'll ask it something like, if I say this, how does it come across? And then I'll ask, you know, if my intention was for this to come across as kind and supporting, what advice would you give me? It's a large language model, so it's really good at saying, you know, you come across as a little abrupt. Like, I have resting and visionary face, and people walk in and apologize for bugging me. And I'm like, oh, I'm not angry. I was just deep in thought, and you brought me back to earth. So it's just learning. And I also find if somebody breaks on my nerves, I put what they've said that bothered me into GPT and say, why is this bothering me? How can I rephrase it?
That's awesome. So Jeff, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So my people are the nerdy visionaries who always have a dream for what next thing. They're always trying to figure out how to solve the challenges of the world. And they don't necessarily know how to take it from their vision down to how do we make it happen. And the best place to contact me, I try not to exist anywhere other than LinkedIn. So my LinkedIn is just first name dash last name on LinkedIn. And I can send you that link for the notes if you want it, because I don't want people trying to remember how to spell Borshawn.
That's okay. Yes, I will put in the show notes. So we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks to our guest, Jeff Borshawn, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on his LinkedIn profile, Jeff-Borshawn. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.